Good morning and welcome in this morning as we welcome Keith Lilig. And Keith is going to share a little bit of information with us this morning about mentored from above. And Keith, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ken. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and your audience.
Well, this is an interesting thing that you're working on, a project you worked on. It's called Mentored from Above. Share where it all began, first of all.
Well, Ken, again, the simple thing that happened with me was while we were locked down and nowhere to go, I recommitted my life to Jesus and Mary and specifically to the Rosary. And my story is how the Holy Spirit responded. I can spend a little bit of time telling you how this began, but during COVID and the virus lockdown, I had a vision. I saw a YouTube interview of a friend, and I enjoyed the interview so much, but what I was especially struck by was what the interviewer said at the end. He said, "If you don't pray the Rosary every day, you are not on the team." And around that same time, the Holy Family School of Faith in the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, Dr. Mike Scherzlich and Dr. Troy Hinkle's Rosary podcast was catching on. And their version of the Rosary intertwined with Catholic theology really spoke to me. And I've been a sponge ever since. So I made a commitment to Mary through the brown scapular. I had the ceremony and everything with my pastor. And I've been praying better every day for almost 2 years now. But while in lockdown, we understand that the divisiveness in both the church and state caused many of us to be very polarized in our beliefs. And there's no question we're in turbulent times now. But this became my opportunity as a layperson to basically step up. And maybe I could help Jesus with conversions of the heart or something. But when in prayer, it became really evident, Ken, that I had to stop being so concerned with men's actions and focus my eyes above. But by being locked down with the world shrinking around us, I was able to remove most of the stressors in life and better focus on my writing. But that's when I know, Ken, that the Holy Spirit inspired me with a specific message. And my writing journey began basically with a simple conversation I had with my daughter Stella, who's 21 years old. One day, while reminiscing, the topic of my dad came up. And he was a man who had a big influence in my life, but she couldn't remember his name or anything about him. And, you know, my dad, Paul Lilig Sr., passed away when she was very young, but my thoughts turned to, wow, that's only one generation away from my grandchildren, and I didn't want them to forget me, so this is the part I call enlightened self-interest. Mm. Even though my legacy as a dad is known to my kids, I made a commitment to leave a written legacy to them so I wouldn't be forgotten. And in the meantime, maybe teach them a little more about how I became the kind of man that I am. So for a topic, I was inspired to write many of the lessons I learned in my life, but not just any lessons. I wasn't going to theorize. It's just the lessons I taught my kids and the ones we actually lived out. And because I've written poetry in the past, I decided I would share them in sonnet, like Shakespeare's sonnets, to help make them more compelling. I didn't want to write a book to a wider audience. I didn't set out to do that just to my kids so they wouldn't forget who I am and what I stood for. The subject matter then grew to honoring the people who taught me each lesson and those lessons turned out. I basically call myself a lifetime mentee. I paid attention as best I can when I got lessons. But that God-inspired vision resulted in my writing 5 books during 2021. And my eventual goal would be to inspire people to live a more fruitful life in Jesus Christ and do it for that purpose only. So I decided to donate all the proceeds to charity. So the only profit needed was helping people turn to Christ.
Sure.
But what was really fascinating here was the writing process. When I wanted to start writing, I didn't know where to turn, but I went to one of my longtime mentors, Dan Spencer. Dan is very well known in the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, for leading the popular men's retreat called Men Under Construction. He also had written a book recently, so I asked him to coach me through the entire process. I got to thinking that many of us have Bibles and that are up on the shelf and they never get opened, and I wanted to encourage others to open them, but how?
Hold that thought for just a moment. We need to take a break here. We're going to come back and talk more about this whole process, and we'll do that in just a moment as we continue our talk with Keith Lilick after the break on the Catholic Radio Network Morning Show. Welcome back as we continue our morning show this morning with Keith Lilick, our guest, and he's talking about the writing process and what inspired him to write some books. And Keith, I'm going to let you continue. You mentioned Dan Spencer and some other things that have really affected you, and I'm going to let you kind of take off from there.
Well, thank you, Ken. And, well, as I was saying, I got to thinking that many of us have Bibles that are up on the shelf and never get opened, and I wanted to see if I can encourage others to open them, but how? I didn't want my books to go on a shelf either, you know, obviously when read, so I designed them to be in a picture book format for the enjoyment of the readers, and I hired the best audio voice and put these books to audio. I got the best caricature artists, the best book designers. I enlisted some of the strongest theologians, editors, family members. I made them beautiful enough to keep out on a table, and the result, Ken, became five very strong books and audiobooks, one for each finger on the mentoring hand of God. And as the days went on that I was writing, I could feel the Holy Spirit working through me more and more. Each time I wrote a sonnet, for example, I became so emotionally drained at the time and knew they were special because I couldn't stop crying. I would come out of my office and read my new sonnet to my wife, Terry. She knew each one of them was special because of the effect that it had on me. And as I shared some of my sonnets with family members, I received encouragement to stay committed to my writing. For an example, one of my best friends, Joe from Tulsa, said, "Keith, I'm so behind you in what you're doing. I believe your writings are coming from God and will touch people in a positive way. You have been given a desire to inspire. You are blessed and a blessing to others. I believe you have a heart for God and his work in people's hearts." Now, that's pretty unbelievable to hear that direct from one of your best friends. So as I started getting closer to publishing, like all new authors, I needed references and testimonials to show my audience that I was worthy. And this was very humbling as I got over 50 testimonials and from various acquaintances and really lifted my spirits. But Ken, this was the meat of what happened. What became obvious was how I was reduced in the process and how the Holy Spirit was greatly increased. Only after I was done did I realize what message was presented to me. And together, clearly, the Holy Spirit and me were able to create soul-touching sonnet stories, one for each finger on the mentoring hand of God. But it resulted in 5+ hours of audio, 5 books, each with 5 chapters, and each chapter with 5 sonnet stories, each sonnet story with 5 paragraphs, each paragraph with 5 sentences, and each sentence with 5 syllables that rhyme. Now, that's one for each finger on the mentoring hand of God, but also the commitment to the rosary, the 5 decades of the rosary. Now, I landed on the theme of my series called Mentored From Above and created a website, mentoredfromabove.com, where these can be purchased and the money then sent to various charitable organizations. But so by offering inspirational stories where 100% of the proceeds go to the charitable organizations that promote these messages, I could fulfill the gift given to me by the Holy Spirit. And I'm fully aware of how I was influenced by the Holy Spirit, and my hope is that my readers and listeners will see that and be inspired to a more prayerful life and see what amazing things can happen when gifted by the Holy Spirit, as I was, and maybe, just maybe, pick up their Bibles.
Yeah, and Keith, one of the things you said there, I think about John 3:30, where he said he must increase, I must decrease. And that's something that really kind of affected you, it sounds like, through this whole process as well. Again, there are five books. So if somebody, to get them, simply go to the website. Is that the easiest way, mentoredfromabove.com, or are there other places that they can pick them up?
No, I self-published, and the purpose for that was so that I could control all the expenses and, frankly, make the charitable margins greater.
Sure, okay.
So they could go to mentoredfromabove.com.
That is awesome. Keith, thank you for sharing this. This is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing with our listeners, and hopefully they'll have an opportunity to visit your website. Again, mentoredfromabove.com, mentored with an E-D at the end there, fromabove.com, and, of course, to find out more on the books. And, again, there's audio available as well. Keith, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Ken.
Keith,
thank you.
Keith Lilick, our guest, as we continue on the CRN Morning Show.